One, thank the Lord for really saving my soul and for giving me an opportunity again to come over and to see the brothers and sisters that I love and that continue to pray for us and support us over in Kenya. I want to bring greetings from our church, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Mombasa, and all our missions in Kenya. The Lord has blessed us to have now two churches in Kenya, one at Ramogi and one in Mombasa, and we have three missions, and the Lord is really blessing us, not because we are wonderful, but because of His grace. We have seen the Lord bless our church in Mombasa in that we have about over 100 people now attending, and it's really wonderful what the Lord can do through what we call a mission. We have one of the missions we call the schools that we have, and through the school we have seen the Lord bring a lot of parents. First of all, the children begin to come to our church, and before we knew it, the parents asked to be allowed to follow their children. And every Sunday we have about six trips that the van has to make to come over to bring the parents and their children. And we have about over 100 people come to our church. And for the Sunday school, it's really just amazing what the Lord can do through a ministry of the young people. And I was glad to see the young people sing. And that's how we started. And our church is known in the community as very young, because we have many of us are young people that started to come when they were very young, and now some of them have now finished the high school and now again got to work with Sarah in the school and also with me at the high school. So I just want you to continue praying for us as we try to contend and to be what the Lord wants us to be there in Mombasa. And I want to thank you once more again for praying for us and for supporting us and for allowing Dr. Collins every year to come over and to see us and to share his life with us over there in Kenya. It's been a blessing to have him there. And I know without your prayers and without your support, and without you really having us in mind every day, it would be possible. But it has been made possible because of your love and for your care and for everything that the Lord is doing, and it's really a blessing to know that the Lord uses different people even far away to do whatever He wants us to do. So please continue to pray. I believe Sarah is going to be speaking later to let you know about the school. He sees having now about 400 students at our school. At high school, where at our church we have over 60 students at Zelma Moore High School, which is on the top of our church building. And we are seeing every Friday we have what we call pastoral program, where all the students in the school have to attend. And I'm glad to have an opportunity once to be able to preach to them. We have a lot of preachers, about six preachers now in our church, and we have to do it intervally when the students, those preachers come to that church, come to the program, and they teach and they preach. And it doesn't matter where you come from, whether you are a Muslim or whether you are a Christian, all the students have to come. And one thing that really makes me happy is that the Muslims come, whether they are in those, what we call the hijab, but the law says that they have come. And they come not because they are forced, but they come because they like the way that we do things. So please pray for us as we try to reach that those people and those young souls for Christ. And it's my prayer that it's just going to get better though we have a lot of tensions because of economic situation and because of what we call different issues that are happening politically, but we thank the Lord that he's continuing to do his job and to help us to get through everything. Thank you very much, and may the Lord bless you. I want us to sing a song before I preach tonight. I don't really do singing, but I feel like I need to sing, and if Sarah will come forward and help me sing, I think it's song 233, in the Heavenly Highway. It's a song that always reminds me of what we need to do as Christians. Sometimes we stand like civilians, but we are Christian soldiers. So I believe, bring me another book. I don't know whether we can have a pianist to try help us.
Do you need another quote?
Yeah, maybe. And you can, yeah, yes, Onward Christian Soldiers. We are going to be singing it in. Christian soldiers marching us to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads again his form, forward unto battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching us to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundation quiver, and the shout of praise. Brother, lift your voices, loud your anthem raise. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching us to war, with the cross of Jesus going on. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Onward, Christian soldier, marching us to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. You people, join our happy throne, lend with your voices in that triumph song. Glory, loud and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldier, marching us to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Thank you very much for inviting me again to come and to be able to share. I want you to pray for me because I need your prayers for me to be able to deliver what the Lord has put in my heart. I want us to turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 12. Going to read from verse 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1 to 3. I read from the King James Version. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and that is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. I want us to be able to say that the Lord is good, and that through this book of Hebrews, we have not really yet ascertained who really is the author, but many people say, well, the language might look like Paul, but what they know is that he was somebody that is known, that knows a lot about the Hebrew culture, knows more about the traditions of the law, and therefore he tries to talk to Christians all over the world. They say that they were scattered all over the world wherever they were, and the author has one intention, to be able to encourage them, because there was a lot of problems, a lot of persecutions, a lot of confusion all over, and the author is trying to really try to encourage them to be able to stand up. So I want to talk about our cardinal duty. As Christians, we are soldiers. And as Christians, the author sees life of Christianity. I'm talking about after salvation. When you get saved, you get peace like a river, joy that comes into your heart, and how you feel so good. But there is afterwards, because we are living in the world. Jesus said that we are not of the world, but we are in the world. And therefore, there is a lot of things that takes place, a lot of confusion, discouragement. And therefore, he comes in to encourage us. He sees a Christian life as a race. As a student, when I was in school, I didn't like athletics. I like football, because you could kick the ball. But when you are called upon to be an athlete, where you have to run your own race, and everybody waiting for you to finish, and you run out of your breath, and you get so tired, and you have to reach that goal, it becomes difficult. And sometimes it was so challenging during the time, because in Kenya schools, we have one term whereby you have to do athletics. And there is another term whereby you do a soccer. There's another term whereby you have to do the drama and the singing. And I didn't enjoy so much time of athletics, because I didn't like to be called upon to stand on my own and to run until I finish. It was so difficult to me. And therefore, sometimes I could go to the doctors and write me some cheat to show the teacher that I am not able to run. Because they could write, I have chest problems, so that I don't really have to run it. I'm saying this because and the author here says that we as Christians, we are called upon to run a race. And this race is you have to run it individually. And you run towards the goal. And he says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about the great cloud of witnesses. We are going to run, and we are really compassed, surrounded by great witnesses. I was trying to find out who could these witnesses be. And when Brother Miller was talking about those that contended for the faith, those who stood firm and ran that race to the end, they have gone before us. And they are encouraging us to run this race with patience. Because at the end of it, there is a reward. But while we are running this race, there is a lot of problems, sicknesses, challenging things. Just a week ago, my brother called me and I went back to see him. And as I was talking with him, he didn't really want me to go and see him because he was so, you could hear him speak, but I didn't know that he was very much sick. So my wife talked to him and said, well, I didn't want you to come and see me because I'm so thin and you won't really know me by seeing me. And we wanted him to go to the hospital, but somehow he didn't want to go to the hospital. But then when he became so much sick, he had to be taken home to be with his family at home. Then he was always calling me, say, please come over. And he says, whenever you came home, whenever you'll be able to come, I think I will be done. I didn't know really what he meant. But when I went at long last, just on Thursday, I was home and talked with him and testified to me about goodness of the Lord. And it was so good reunion with him to encourage him and to really talk to him about the Word of God. And then as I went back home, after I left him, when I came the next day, the wife called me and told me that he was not feeling so good. And therefore, he told me to go and maybe if I could take him back to the hostel. I went early in the morning at about 5, took him back to Kisumu. That's about a 1-hour drive. Then I also had to go and see my children at school. Then came, took him to the doctor and then brought him back to home. And as I was bringing him back, I was with him, he was at back of my car, and I could see him struggling but still very strong in faith, talking to me about God. And after I left him home, went back to my home, and the next day they rang me in the morning that he was dead. You see, I realized how it is a blessing to know the Lord, because he was not cursing, he was just so happy. But I knew that he was struggling because of the race that each one of us has to run for us to be able to receive that reward. Paul says to live is good because I'll be able to do some more, but to die is gain. So I want to take this opportunity to encourage each one of us that we need to know that as we run this race, it's important for us to prepare. It's important for us to prepare. And the preparation that we need to do, he says, that we need to lay aside every weight that so easily entangled us. This weight that we struggle with, that weight may be affection for concern for our body. The things that we need to do, the things that we ought to do, and our family and many other, the care of life and the world and the present life and the future that we may be thinking about. But it's really important for us to be able to lay aside that weight, to think about the race that has been set before us, to take time to meditate, take time to pray, take time to be concerned about that home that we are soon going to. Because soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Amen. We are not of this world. We are sojourners. We are travelers. We are here just for a while. And while we are here, we need to get prepared. We need to get prepared because it's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough. It's going to be sometimes very rigorous. But you have to contend. You have to run the race with the patience. He says in verse 3, let us run with the patience the race that is set before us. We should not run this race cursing. We should not run this race blaming. Because in this race, there's sometimes when we are going to have less breath, it's going to be so rigorous, going to be pain, it's going to be problems, it's going to be joy sometimes. But I want to tell you, when it's going to be sometimes when the breath is taken, it's going to be a struggle. But Paul tells us, the author of this book tells us, let us run this race with patience. If the Lord gives us that life to enjoy, the Lord gives us that time to come together in the church, the Lord gives us that time to fellowship, to be able to encourage each other, to see that we are going on, to read the Bible, to meditate, to pray for each other as we run this race to the end. Because this world is not our home. We need to live like travelers. See, one thing I realized whenever I was able to preparing to come, I need to find the documents that I need to travel. I need to get my visa ready. I needed to get my passport. I needed to get my ticket. So as we are in this world, and we know we are traveling, we know we are just in this world just for a while, let us go get those things that are necessary. Let us prepare our hearts. Let us prepare to meet the Savior. But how will you meet him? Will you meet that Savior with your sins? You need to know that the Lord wants us to seek him, to call upon him while he's still near. To seek him while he can still be found. Is it time for us to have a reunion, to seek the Lord, and to be able to know that we are saved? This is the time to look, this is the time to seek, to find a relationship, to find to know the Lord, and to be able to rejoice and to have that joy of knowing him. Apostle Paul was so happy because he knew who Christ was in his life. He says, I've finished the race. I've run I've made a good journey. He was so certain, he was so happy that he had an opportunity to run this race. And he was confident that he has run that race to the limit that the Lord wanted him to. And that's why I want to ask you, brothers and sisters, if you are here and you want to be saved, please, you have to consider. You have to think about where will you go after this world is over. Would you meet the Lord with your sin after he has done everything to come to this world, to be born of a virgin, and to be able to walk around and to heal the sick and even to die for our sins? And of the third day he rose and is in heaven waiting for us. Says, now that there is a cloud of witnesses that are gathered,
They are on the other side urging us, brothers, that we need to run this race with confidence, with patience, running with joy. The race marked for each one of us. So when we run this race, it won't be, you can't be concerned, but you have to be concerned about your line. Looking at Jesus, the author and the perfecter. Verse 2, looking at Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, for who the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. See, what really made Jesus to run this race? He ran this race without any outer of doubt in his mind. Even though after some days, he began to speak to his disciples, telling them how he'll be caught and how he'll be arrested and how he'll be beaten and how he'll be hung, put on the cross and how he'll... The disciples were not happy. No, this is not why we gave our life. We gave our life for the kingdom where we could really have a good time, walk together and live forever in this world. But Jesus now talks about dying. He was... What made it happy? What made Jesus happy is the joy that was set before him. See, there was going to be a joy after he had done all the work of redeeming us. He knew that it was the death, his death on the cross that will bring redemption for the mankind. And that's why he was set. He was focused. And I remember Peter trying to tell him, no, Lord, that cannot be. He said, no, come behind me, the Satan. Because he was focused. He wanted to make sure that the redemption process and that the plan of salvation was accomplished. He is the author and the perfecter. That this race that you are running, it was not begun by any person, not by any other church, but by Jesus himself. He is the one that began this race and is calling upon all of us to run this race with patience. All of us, we are called upon to run this race with patience, with joy. See, when it's not like, it's with patience for the toughest and even for the easiest. But we have to make sure that we go. And he says, he despised the shame and he sat down. Why should Jesus have died on the cross? The cross was really meant for the most notorious thief and robbers. But you see, he came to give a cross another meaning. Now you can see people walking with the cross on their necks. The cross which was despising, which was really something that was like a curse. In fact, the Romans say, cursed is he that dies on the cross. But Jesus came. And he talked to Paul while talking to the Corinthians, says, for it's the power of God. Talks about how cross that Jesus came to give a new meaning. Because of the cross, we now know that we can enter into that great happy home that's meant for us called heaven. He despised all the shame of that cross. And much in the cross. In fact, I read a book that says that in the Roman books, there is a place where they say that once in their lifetime, there came a soldier and that went and conquered the Roman government without any soldier boots. Referring to Jesus Christ, that how he ruled and how he overcame, despising that cross. And gave it a new meaning. through that cross that we are able to sustain, able to know, because he died for us and paid our debt of sin. Now we can go to God and ask God to forgive us, because Jesus paid it all on the cross. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be wearied and faint in your mind. He wants us not to faint, not to regret this race that you are running. There are people that are asking you, how do you know you are saved? How? Why do you need to run this race? What is the importance of this race? It is important because the race that is marked for us started, began by Jesus himself. And now there's a lot of crowd of people. Those who have gone before us. Time will fail me to begin to talk about them that went before us. I read a certain book. There was a certain Christian man that was put on fire because of testifying about God, standing firm, contending for the faith. And they put him on fire. And while they were lighting fire on him, he saw his brother, somebody by the name Georgie, say, Georgie, tell the world that everywhere with Jesus is all right. Contending for the faith. Talk about Polycarp, somebody, another bishop who was really, during the time that Roman King Nero was trying to persecute Christians. And as he went over, he really was so much in trouble, and he went further away in the wilderness, and as he was praying for his church, and while he was kneeling there, he saw a cloud of lions really ready to kill him and ready to just eat him up. Looked up and saw all this lion. He said, if you are sent by enemy the devil to eat me up, please do it faster. But you have to know that I'm the servant of Jesus the conqueror. You see, it was faith. And they knew that they have given their life not in vain. Brothers and sisters, mine is to encourage you that we have not given our life. Our life is for Christ. Let us contend. Let us have that faith. Let us move and testify and witness to the people about the love of Jesus Christ. What a precious life that Jesus has given to us. Dying for our sins, to pay it all on the cross. He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. He will perfect your faith. We are weak, the singer sang. We are weak, but he is strong. So how much strength do you need? Brother Miller talked about we need to have strength. But you see, he's the one that is able to strengthen us. Is able to give to only, not only to start us, but also to finish with us. We are not in this race alone. We are in this race with the Lord. He's on the other side, waiting for us, urging us. There are brothers and sisters that have gone home the other side. You can name them. Some of them are your grandparents. Some of them are your sisters. They have gone on the other side. Oh, how they wait for us to run that race. Because we cannot win this race until we run it. All of us, we must contend and must stand up to be able to run this race. There are a lot of valleys that we have to go. There are a lot of hills we have to climb. But we shall do this by the help of the Lord. He says, I'm not going to leave you like an orphan. I'll be with you always until the end of the world. So brothers, let us contend. Let us stand. Let us tell the world about Jesus in all seasons, because he is good. I remember about 65 year old man that was asked about Jesus. He was told to recant and to speak something against Jesus. He said, well, 65 years, this man Jesus came and saved my soul. He has done nothing but good ever since he did that. So we need to talk about Jesus. Let us talk about his love. Let us talk about his glory. Let us talk about heaven that he has built for us. Say, my Father's home. There is a home that is building for each one of us. And while that home is ready, it's coming to take us. So that where he is, we may also be. But as we wait, we must contend. We must stand up. We must run the race just like soldiers. We must run. Even though it is difficult, even though it can be not easy, but running, we shall run by the help of the Lord. Mine was to encourage you this evening that no matter what you are going through, might be having sickness, brothers and anybody having any problems and challenges of life that may be in your life, but you must remember that we are having him on the other end. We are having those brothers that have gone before us. Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, those James and all those apostles, named Deborah and Martha and those that have gone before us. You see, they are all clouds of witnesses that have seen people begin this race and they have seen people run this race. They have seen people tortured because of this race. They have seen people go through challenges, but they have always gone on faithfully to the end. Brothers and sisters, we must run this race to the end. Not by our strength, but by his strength. He says, nobody is able to pluck you out of his hand, because the Father who gave us to him is stronger than any person. So may the Lord bless you as you think about this race, that each one of us, whether young or old, whether white or black, we all will begin and must run this race with patience, not murmuring, but with joy. Because there are others that have run this race and they are finished, and now they are on the other side waiting for us also to finish. Waiting for us to finish. Encouraging, come on, come on, come on. I've seen people run. You see, Kenyans are runners. But whenever they run, we try to urge them. We want to try to appreciate them and as they run. And those brothers that have gone before us, urging us to run this race, urging us to not quit. Urging us to continue. Urging us to continue even though it may be tedious, painful, frustrations, sicknesses, and all matter of things that come on our way. That way that come, we must lay them aside. Those things that cloud our minds, that make us not to pray, that make us not to think about anything about business of God. Let us put them aside. And let us stay focused, looking at Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. We will make it. Because they had made it, we are also going to make it. So be strong. Be strong. May the Lord bless you.